Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just trying to not get too big. You know, just trying to let the pitcher make a mistake. If he makes a good pitch, just take a hit or take a ball in play or take a foul ball, whatever that is. You know, if he makes a mistake, just try to not do too much with it. You know, and sometimes good things happen.
That's Michael Busch. He's got a homer in four straight games. He has been absolutely massive, and that's a big win so far for Jed Hoyer, who just found out will join us on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So
outstanding.
I mean, it is, because then he can join us for polls position.
Right, he's right. You know what? We should do polls position at 3:25, and at the end of Jed Hoyer tomorrow, we should let him chime in on some Bears-related polls position content.
I thought Shane booked him for polls position, so we could just talk about, you know, the process of drafting, positional value, the Patriots, things of this day, how his kids are feeling about Justin Fields no longer being here and Caleb Williams, et cetera.
All right, well,
you want to talk baseball?
Yeah, I'll probably try to squeeze in a couple of baseball things with Jed if there's
all
time.
Right.
You know,
all right, well, that's a thought. It is at 3 o'clock during the off season. I'm pretty sure is polls position.
Doesn't he know what we do around here?
I know.
Jed, have a little respect. You mentioned four games in a row for Bush. Patrick Wisdom's done it a couple times. Anthony Rizzo did it once. And then did you see the names on the list of Cubs who have homered five games in a row? And Michael Bush will go for that tonight in Arizona in the first game of the series.
Give me the list.
Christopher Morel last May.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa. So a guy who, you know, has the production of a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There's no issues in his career as far as I can tell.
Just an excellent hitter.
Ryne Sandberg, dude who's got a statue. It's good to see Ryne out there at the home opener. So Sammy Sosa, Christopher Morel, Ryne Sandberg, and Hack Wilson. In 1928, Hack Wilson, freaking legendary, man. Guy who's a top 10 MVP vote getter 4 out of 5 years, drove in 191 runs 1 year. It's still the record, forever the record with 191 ribbies. So, like, that's where Michael Busch is headed. That list, if he homers tonight in the fifth game in a row against Merrill Kelly, at least at the beginning for the Diamondbacks. It's crazy.
Pretty ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I missed counsel on the show on Friday, which was a bummer, but this was many home runs ago, but counsel was already singing his praises.
The young player that I talk is just Michael Busch has been really, really fun because I think he's handled everything so well early, you know, this is like you get traded to Chicago Cubs. You're the first baseman. You're a rookie, you know, and there's some, you know, there's some heat on you to succeed. And I think I just really appreciate his kind of level headedness and kind of his consistent approach. It really, I think, is going to, it bodes well for him to have success. And so it's been fun watching an important player getting off to a good start, I think, for us that I've been really pleased with.
That was an open-ended question, Danny, on which players have surprised you. And he went to Busch, and that's before he homered in the next three games. But that dude is like, and I can't stress it enough, it's different than Mervis. It's different than some others. He's not chasing. His contact rate is high. You know, this is a dude who can hit who also has raw power. Like he's a hitter who also can hit just absolute moonshots. And they're satisfying, aren't they? Like big,
they are very satisfying.
Ooh, big, high, long home runs to deep regions of right field.
Yeah, we'll be able to play the when we get the right mic, like the right boom mic in the right setting, we'll be able to play the bat crack game with him. Like he's gonna have some very satisfying whacks of the baseball that Taney will be able to have a lot of fun with over the course of the year.
It's satisfying whacks. We're big fans of those on this show. Always have been.
Satisfying whacks. 2-6.
Oh yeah, that's us. We're a couple of satisfying whacks. I think so. I certainly think you are.
Your wife travels occasionally. My wife traveled to Europe for a week, 2 weeks ago. You got to have some.
Now, I wasn't even.
Yes, you were.
I mean, I was near it.
Yes, you were.
I was hanging out in adjacent to it.
Yes, you were.
You know?
Yes, but you were. Don't put that all on me.
Oh, God. Yeah, satisfying wax, 2-6 here. You're on the score. But
can someone make the I saw satisfying wax at Metro joke, please? I never feel comfortable making it because it's about attending a concert.
Right, because nobody believes that that's what you actually did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Okay.
But he's like, I once saw
satisfying wax 3 times in one night. Go on. Oh, God. Go on. Keep making your point.
He is sneaking up on people. It's a lefty slugger surrounded by righties, not a super well-known big leaguer. Now let's see what happens when they start attacking him in a different way. Start throwing him a bunch of junk because the book was fastballs, and if he's hammering fastballs, they'll throw him junk when he's ahead in the count, when he's worked the count to a good spot, and we'll see if he can actually do anything. But it's a massive, massive effect on this lineup to have a legit lefty slugger right there in the middle of that batch of righties and Bellinger, you know?
Because, well, I mean, we also just talk about it. I mean, it's cheaper than we talked about Pete Alonso a lot this offseason, you know?
Yeah.
Talked about, hey, are they going to – what they didn't make the run at Bryce Harper or Juan Soto or whatever. This is a cheaper way to get raw power. This is a cheaper way to get raw lefty power in the middle of your lineup.
By the way, a texter reminds me, and they're correct, that in the Dylan Cease package that the Dodgers had put together before they pivoted and went and got Tyler Glasnow instead, Michael Busch was one of the headliners of that package that the Dodgers.
No, but they are. I mean, come on, the White Sox already have.
Already got Andrew Vaughn.
Exactly, they got Andrew Vaughn and 100 first basemen.
Yeah, sure. Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron are your hosts because Danny Parkins decided, Craig Counsell, that interviewing you was secondary to his life as his best friend is getting married today in Kansas City. Can you believe that, Craig?
Yeah, I know where I stand.
It's good to learn that, don't you think? I mean,
yeah. I mean, as you're building new relationships, very important to learn that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, take that to heart and just know that we care more. Speaks and Anthony Herron care more. So, I mean, I had to get you back for what you did to me with David Ross a couple years ago.
I appreciate that.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Building new relationships, says Craig.
Yeah, new relationships is an interesting way to put it. Mm-hmm. New relationship with the show. I felt secure in the length of the relationship. But trust me, I was not pleased. By the way, if I would have called in, I could have had a retort to the manager of the Cubs.
Oh, really?
Can we get some consistency? Today's supposed to be Thursday. He came on Wednesday before opening day, and then he comes on Friday. Wow.
There he is, Speaks, taking that thumb and turning it the other direction, pointing it at somebody else.
He's the best. Danny can point a thumb, for anybody who doesn't know, just not at himself. He turns the hand slightly.
I'm just saying, Danny's missing a Friday during baseball season. Yeah. That won't be a big deal. There's often Cubs day games on Fridays, and the manager comes on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. But he came on a Friday. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Put it on me then.
Glad you didn't call in with that one.
Yeah, me too. Right. Me too. I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I probably would say that to him. Depends if they had a win or a loss the night before, whether or not I can get away with that one.
Well, I like that we can ask Jed Hoyer about his early impressions of the working relationship with Craig Counsell so far. You know, because it's very interesting, and we'll talk to Jim DeShays in about an hour about everything that he has seen on that West Coast trip so far. And it should be an interesting series in Arizona. Might see Jameson Taillon on Wednesday in his season debut. The timing matches up with what his rehab has been.
excellent analyst, Matt Hamilton, former NFL scout, coaches quarterbacks, works on the Up and Adams show. He's been on the show before. He's really, really good. He joins us for Pulse Position next on The Score.